Cameron's chief handed him a thin sheaf of clipped-together papers. "I'm assigning you to this," he said tersely. Cameron looked them over. Then his mouth became an open oval. "But this is another matter," he said. "This isn't the Jeanette Garrison."
"Drop the case," his chief interrupted. "Or rather, since there never was a case in the first place, drop the informal investigation you've been engaged upon." "Oh, yes, I know all about that. I don't like these personal sidelines. You're on homicide, and you stick to homicide. I can give you enough to keep you busy."
"But, sir, this woman..." His chief pasted his hands flat down upon the desk in such a way that his elbows went up on each side of him, as if he were about to hoist himself to his feet, though he wasn't.
"The woman died of lockjaw. Her personal physician attests to that. The specialists he called in, who have nationwide reputations, attest to it. The death certificate of our own medical examiner attests to it. As if that weren't enough, you obtained an exhumation order, and I allowed you to carry it out. The findings of the autopsy only corroborated what was already known before. If there is any mystery there, and I grant you that there is, it's a biological mystery for the Department of Health to worry about and not ourselves. Even there, you only covered ground that they had already been over. I think by this time it's entirely incapable of solution. You could spend the rest of your natural life, Cameron, and never find out how that germ got into our bloodstream. And your business isn't germs. It's two-legged killers. If you wanted to go after germs, why didn't you enter a medical school?"
Cameron tried to say something. This time he didn't even get a butt out. His chief seemed to read his mind. He swung his arm impatiently.
"Oh, don't give me any more about that note. Every time we have a homicide on our hands, about 85 people write in claiming that they did it. You ought to know that yourself. The people that really do these things are the ones that don't write in and claim the credit. I told you she died of lockjaw. What more is there? Now report to..."
"Yes, sir. But she could have been murdered by lockjaw. There can be two kinds of lockjaw, the accidentally contracted and the purposely contracted. Lockjaw could have been the weapon, just as a gun or a knife or an axe is the weapon."
His chief's voice became very subdued. He pronounced each word very slowly, very distinctly. There were red flags out all over them. "I told you, drop the investigation. That's an order."
There was only one answer Cameron could make to that, and stay on the force.
"Yes, sir," he said quietly.